Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
End of the week, so we get in the man that is across all things news in Albany, John Dobson from the Albany Advertiser, editor out there. John, there's a concern at the moment about community resource centres and the future they face.
Yeah, that's right. It's been lingering over these resource centres across the state since Labor came to power at state level and put into question the future of these organisations. And most small towns across the Great Southern have a CRC, and they do a whole range of activities from teaching people how to use internet, running cafes, coffee shops in some towns. And so all the small sort of little towns across the region have one. And this week, Lana McTiernan announced there'd be a $5 million funding model. At the moment, each CRC gets about 100K, but that won't be able to continue. And I suppose it's still a bit in limbo and up in the air as to what the future of these CRCs will be, which are, from all reports and locals in towns and those who use the services, a critical part of country WA.
Indeed, we'll watch that with interest. Also, there's been some pretty rough weather around the lower Great Southern over the past few days, and incredible waves, incredible swell, and been captured on film.
Yeah, we live along a stunning piece of coastline, and cold front came through on the weekend and didn't bring a lot of rain compared to this week, when I think on Wednesday it was about 12 degrees at 10 a.m, which was a bit chilly. But surf photographer Trent Slatter and a few of his surfing mates went out to the right near Warpole, and there's a 4 to 5 metre swell, and there's some incredibly huge, massive waves out there. I'm not sure if you're a surfer, Terry, but I wouldn't be out there, let alone sharks.
Two left feet, two left arms.
Massive, and we ran a couple of pics in the paper and online. They're just incredible, and kudos to these guys that go out there and do it, and it's just remarkable stuff that we have another natural feature along our coast.
John Dobson here with us from the Albany Advertiser. John, rock fishing once again is back in the news. There's been a rescue at the weekend, and the rescuer and the person that was pulled to safety met for the first time.
They did. We managed to get one of two men swept off salmon holes together with one of the people who helped rescue him on Saturday. So most people who swept off salmon holes while rock fishing tragically drowned, but these two men from Mount Barker, Afghan nationals, managed to survive after a number of locals swam in and helped them out of the water. One of them was resuscitated and was okay. The other had to have CPR performed and was touch and go for a while. He was in a coma for a few days, but is in Perth Hospital still recovering, while the local bloke from Mount Barker was released on Monday. But incredible story of survival, and remarkable that two people swept off that rock survived, especially given the big swell on the weekend.
Get to the Port Theatre during the month of May for Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company's Little Shop of Horrors. The season kicks off tonight, and joining us, some of the cast members. I've got James Turner and also Graham Ayres. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning,
good morning,
Terry.
Good morning.
Opening show tonight. How are we feeling?
Oh, look, I am ready, pumped. We're going to rock it tonight. We're going to go hard. It's going to be a really, really good night.
How are you feeling, James?
Oh, Terry, it's a great show. It's been a hell of a fun ride, and the music is great, and it's just lots of great entertainment. So, encourage people not to miss out. Get in early.
And you're making good use of the space there at the Port Theatre. You've got some excellent props, I hear.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, we got a puppet. Actually, how many puppets we got, James?
I think there's four puppets, and they get bigger and bigger. And the set has been amazingly produced. They always go all out on the set, and it's worth checking out.
So, James, you're playing the part of Mushnik.
Yeah, Terry, Mushnik's a fun role. He's a Jewish florist, and he's a bit down and out. Doesn't make much money, and then when he starts making money from this amazing plant, gets pretty excited and doesn't really care about much except the money. So when he gets eaten alive, or maybe I've given a bit of much away.
You're giving too much away.
Stop
there,
right
James.
There.
Stop.
Right
there.
Stop. And Graham's here with us. Graham, you've got a very important role. You play the voice of Audrey. Now, it's interesting that a male character has a female's name. How did this come about?
Well, Terry, Audrey's asexual. It's not male and it's not female.
Right.
So my brief was when I got the job, was to do a voice that was a cross between James Brown, Otis Redding and Ray Charles. So, and plus you've got to try and make it a little bit sort of female as well. So it's kind of right. A difficult gig, yeah.
Looking after both sides.
Yes, definitely asexual, yep.
And tickets, there's still a few available there through Paperbark Merchants, I hear.
Yeah, no, the usual story, Terry, that once the word gets out, it sells out towards the end. So don't miss out. I think get in early. This weekend's a great weekend to come. We're all ready to go. I think you'll get a great show.
Gentlemen from Little Shop of Horrors, we've got Graham Ayres and James Turner. Look, it is May 4th. May the 4th we'd be with you. And I thought, given that you are treading the boards there at the Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company, did you want to do a quick run of the Star Wars theme in harmony, maybe?
Put us in the spot. Why not?
What choice have we got?
I'm following you.
How about that?
Beautiful. Little Shop of Horrors, you can check it out tonight at the Port Theatre, and plenty of shows coming up through the month of May. James Turner and Graham Ayres as part of the cast from the Albany Light Opera and Theatre Company. Thank you so much for coming in, and good luck with the season.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks,
fantastic.
Terry. Cheers.
Big celebrations in Mount Barker this weekend. It is the 100th anniversary of the Mount Barker Co-op, a very valuable community resource. On the line now, Shire President Chris Pavlinovich from Plantagenet. What's happening there as part of the celebrations?
We've got a few things going on. The major being the local co-op's 100-year birthday party.
And how important is a co-op to a local town? I see in Pingilly, a little further north, they've just lost their supermarket. There's talk that they might get a co-op going up there to try and keep supplies coming into town and keep services running. How important is it to Mount Barker? I mean, 100 years strong, pretty important out there.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the Coles and Bunnings of the world generally only come when the population's in place to, I guess, justify their presence, where the cooperatives are generally formed by locals getting together to create opportunity. And certainly in Mount Barker's case, it's been a real success story.
And celebrations on the weekend, Chris. So what can we look forward to at Frost Park?
Well, there's a fair bit going on, actually. So it's quite a celebration, a big birthday party. A bit of local history will be there on display. We've got some vintage cars, I believe, a live band, food stalls. I think the kids are going to be looked after with bouncy castle show rides, and I think archery and quite a lot more. So, certainly a place for the locals to go and help celebrate this milestone.
A celebration 100 years in the making, so it's going to be a big one at Frost Park. Shire President Chris Pavlinovich from Plantagenet, what time do people need to get down there on Sunday?
11 o'clock on Sunday, Terry, so hope to see everybody there.
All right, congratulations to the Mount Barker Co-op celebrating its 100th anniversary. Chris Pavlinovich, Shire President from Plantagenet, thank you so much, and good to talk to you.
Okay, goodbye.
I've never been to a Def Leppard show, I'm sorry to admit, but joining us now is one man that's not only been to a handful of shows, but has also met the band, is Paul here from Triple M. Tell us about the time you shook hands with the members from Def Leppard.
The time I met Def Leppard, well, you know, any child of the 80s was probably a Leppard fan at some stage, so a lot of my mates were early on because they were a bit of a heavy metal band, and then they became kind of pop rock, but they were huge around Hysteria time. Anyway, a few years ago, they played at NIB, and I was doing telethon the night after. So I actually saw them at NIB, and then I had to race off to the phone room at telethon because I was doing that on TV. And somebody said, "Oh, the band are going to be here in about 20 minutes." And I thought, "You are kidding me. No way."
This is why you get into the industry.
Absolutely. So 15-year-old me was a very excited boy. It worked out. Def Leppard came into the phone room, and I was interviewing Def Leppard live on TV across Perth and Western Australia. It was like a dream come true. And then between shots, I'm chatting to the drummer, Rick. They're all really lovely fellas. It was a great time. They sort of went around shaking hands and doing their stuff. Their manager was panicking because Telethon were trying to get them to take phone calls and stuff. And the band's kind of saying, "Mate, calm down. It's all good. It's fine." So it was just that one little moment where the stars aligned. And I thought, gee, 15-year-old me is going to be incredibly impressed if he saw this happen. So, yeah, live on TV with Def Leppard. I've got that on my resume. It's up the top.
Oh, I'm sure that'll get you into a lot of jobs. Thank you, Paul. Once again, having a chat with the Oracle on everything pescatorial. Jim from Albany Rods and Tackle, 40 Sterling Terrace. Jim, you're saying don't even think about it this weekend.
No, the past week has just been garbage. It does slowly improve Saturday morning, but we might only get Saturday morning for a little while. The swell has dropped a lot, which is good, but then again, the wind kicks up again on Sunday. So if you're going to, you know, time it in anywhere, you might not better travel big out wide, but you probably better go and see if you can get some nice King George or a few squid or sandies or something like that in the Sound or at Two People's in close. You know, that's what's going to be basically this weekend. But, you know, really make sure check the weather out before you do anything. Shore-based, not so bad. You'll still be able to sort of find a salmon or two around the neighbourhood. There still seems to be quite a few salmon sort of stretching anywhere from sort of chains out to well the other side of Denmark. You can chuck in some herring as well and some quite reasonable-sized herring. And if you're sort of into the skippy, you should be able, if you can get past the other stuff, you should be able to pick up some nice skippy at the moment. In the sort of calmer areas around Frenchman's and all through there, hopefully some King George or maybe a squid. And of course, if you don't really want to go out to sea and you want a bit of calmness, and have a look in the rivers for some bream or maybe a small mulloway. So all in all, all we've got is basically tomorrow. The Sunday, yeah, not that flash, Terry. So, and as I said, it's just still keep an eye on the conditions that, you know, you don't put yourself in jeopardy.
And I guess the boys didn't have too much of a time out on the weekend?
No. Heard very few getting out on the weekend. The odd boat, I did see the odd boat on Sunday at Emu Point, but again, I was quite surprised how many weren't there. But then again, the wind kicked up pretty quickly, so, you know, a few, I think, sort of tried to get some whiting and squid and that. But all in all, I think she was pretty quiet. No, there's plenty of salmon caught. I heard there was, you know, good salmon catches. Not getting your bag limit, but regularly picking them up around the neighbourhood. So, you know, if you want to put that time and effort in, you should be able to get a salmon and some nice herring.
You heard it first. Albie runs on tackle, 40 sterling terrace. Jim, I always tell people I ran a half marathon once. Sounds better than the truth.
Well, what happened the other half?
I actually pulled out halfway when I was running a full marathon.
Oh, lazy boy.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner. Sterling Terrace, Albany.
Yeah, jackpot as we round out the week is at $3,960 on the Sound. So you need to tell us what that is and where you can find it. Jared's on the line. G'day, mate.
Yeah, how you going, Terry?
What do you reckon our Sound of Albany is?
I reckon it's like a camera flash.
A camera flash?
Yes.
Where?
Well, somewhere at a sporting event or, yes, something the media might use at a sporting event.
A camera flash at a sporting event. Unfortunately, your answer's in the dark.
Well, no worries.
Sorry, can't give you the money, Jared.
Thanks, Terry. Bye.
The Prince of Peaceful Bay is on the line. G'day, Carl.
G'day, how you going?
I'm good. What do you reckon our sound is?
Well, you and me trying to brush up your boxing skills and giving the medicine ball a couple of left jabs. Hey?
Unfortunately, that's not good medicine, Carl.
No? Oh, there you go.
Sorry, Carl, can't give you the money.
She's right, mate. See ya.
Triple M, Sounds of Albany. Who's this? Hello, Triple M, Sounds of Albany.
Hello, Terry. It's Jim.
G'day, Jim. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. I'd like to have a go at Sounds of Albany,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, what do you reckon it is, mate?
It's the £9 cannon up at the National Anzac Centre, mate.
The £9 cannon up at the National Anzac Centre. Unfortunately, your answer has no firepower.
Okay.
Sorry, Jim. Can't give you the money.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you.
Bye.
It returns Monday. We're at $3,980. It's your Sound of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds, Triple M.